What would you put in room 101? Flash Wilson, July 21st, 2004. I often wonder, while watching Room 101 on the television, what items I would send there, never more to blight my life. It didn't take me long to decide. Several months later, these spur-of-the-moment choices still hold good for me, so I shall produce them here. I've chosen 6 items which I wouldn't miss at all. The white stripes. They represent a kind of music I hate. Music with no meaningful lyrics and a mundane, repetitive tune which doesn't develop or move music forward in any way. Basically, they produce music which seems to have no purpose. What's the point of singing "The Hardest Button to Button" over and over? Heroin. It kills people, it changes people, it drains their money. To an outsider, it seems awful. I'm also worried that if ever I tried it, I'd like it a little too much. So best to delete it from the world and remove the possibility. Cycling on the pavement. Usually, cyclists on the pavement are lazy, incompetent, or doing something stupid, like trying to balance several shopping bags on their handlebars. For example, some people cycle on the pavement right next to a cycle path, and shamefacedly move to it when I point this out. In another case, I told someone that this is a pavement after he nearly ran me over, and he told me, "I'm not allowed to cycle on the road. I've been brain damaged since my accident." A road accident, I wonder? When he spoke, I realised he was indeed someone who appeared to have learning difficulties. Or there is the case of a family group who all cycle on the pavement so they can include the youngest member who is still using her stabilisers. I don't think this is any excuse. If you have kids who are too young to go on the road, or people who are unable to ride safely on the road due to shopping or mental impairment, then they are a risk. They aren't safe on the road, and I'm not happy with them whizzing past me on the pavement either. If you can't cycle safely, don't cycle at all. I don't. Babies. Horrid little things that scream, eat, shit, and sleep, and can do nothing for themselves. They need constant supervision, unlike a pet, and can make even sane people start to talk nonsense. At best, they are a distraction and a drain. There is a slight snag that if babies go into room 101, the human race will die out. Perhaps we would quickly invent some kind of robot to bring up the baby, so they aren't seen, for example, screaming in supermarkets, only being allowed into the population at school age, by which age they are able to contribute to the daily chores, like kids in Africa manage to do, with pride and without complaint. Fat-reduced donuts. These diet donuts are an abomination. If you take the fat out of donuts, they are no longer donuts. They are sugared rubber rings. They are absolutely disgusting. Try one, and it will be a long time before you can face even a normal donut again. They have no place here. And finally, special food for vegetarians. Many's the time when I've eaten at a friend's house, and I've said, "Please, just give me what everyone else is having, but without the meat or fish." And instead, when we sit down to eat, everyone else has tasty-looking food, and I will be presented with a giant heap of inedible lentil puree or something like that. Something special. This has many problems. Firstly, I like normal food. Vegetables, pasta, the usual. I don't like weird shit. Secondly, giving me something special usually means it has a strange content, Perhaps it's extra high in protein and fibre or something. And I'll be running to the loo before we've even reached the dessert. Thirdly, it's often been cooked from a recipe which serves two, or worse, four. So I've got far too much of the stuff. Even if I manage to eat some, I leave a lot more. And whatever I do, it looks bad. Fourthly, it makes me feel excluded. It draws attention to the fact that I'm doing something different, so I feel awkward. This can also mean I get lots of questions about why I won't eat animal, the answers to which can put the meat eaters off their food. And finally, because it's been cooked separately as a special gesture by the host, I feel guilty that I can't eat it, and it's impossible to say, actually, can I have some of the vegetables everyone else has, please? If you'd like to know how to feed me, see my website for a page on catering for vegetarians.